What you have to understand is, why are they starting discussing these issues now, when actually the reason why we have a GNU, it is because there was so unprecedented violence in the run-up, to the extent that the MDC had to pull out of the run-up for the presidential elections. And part of the GNU agreement was that there has to be security sector reform, coupled with the return to the rule of law. Premise the only issue of violence. And these issues have not been addressed for the last 4 years. I don't see how they can be addressed now when we are only 2 months before the election.
Mr. Mugabe and Mr. Tsvangirai are preaching the gospel of peace. Why are their pleas being ignored?
Well, I think there are two things that we have to understand here, especially from a ZANU-PF perspective. I think there are two things that are happening. It's either that, one, Mugabe, nobody listens to him, or two, is not sincere. They are putting on a public face, whereas in the background, they are just as bad as they were before. They haven't changed their ways. Or secondly, it could be very, very sincere himself, but because he has lost trust, he has lost the power, the people who are now in charge of ZANU-PF in the background are not listening to him. As for the MDC, well, we have known for the duration of that this GNU that they don't have an authority. What they can only do is preach peace, but it is the state's responsibility and primarily ZANU-PF responsibility to put a stop to the violence that is happening in the country right now.